Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple is rolling out some changes to Apple Maps. Apple Maps users in the United States will now be able to search for and view restaurants and hotels with Michelin guide distinctions, including Michelin stars, green stars, bib, gourmand restaurants, and curated hotels. Apple is also bringing curated content and rankings from the Infatuation and Golf Digest to Apple Maps soon, with more sources planned for the future. These expert contributions now appear on place cards across Apple Maps, along with in-depth descriptions and photos. In some cases, users can even book hotels directly from Apple Maps, and Apple says restaurant reservations via Michelin and golf tee times via Supreme Golf will be added shortly. Apple says the goal of this update is to bring more data from industry experts that consumers rely on, including valuable insights and details on accolades, to Apple Maps users. There are also new search filters in Apple Maps to show destinations based on these new distinctions, and curated guides from partnered brands to help plan outings and trips. This new data is available now in the United States, and Apple says it will expand it to additional markets soon. You can view this data by tapping on a place in the Apple Maps listing to see things like Michelin distinctions and other awards. Next up today, Apple is also rolling out an update to Apple Sports. The Apple Sports app has evolved into a powerful way to track your favorite teams and leagues. It debuted on the App Store in February 2024 and has gotten consistent updates since then. The update adds support for following the relegation playoff to find out who keeps their place in the Bundesliga, which is a professional association football league in Germany and the highest level of the German football league system. It's also now easier to view standings for league pages, so you can see how your teams stack up at a glance for things like baseball, hockey, and football. Meanwhile, goal scorers are now highlighted at the top of every NHL game for faster and easier updates. And while not mentioned in the release notes, perhaps the most notable update to Apple Sports is a new Apple Sports Daily newsletter. Apple says this newsletter will highlight the stories fans are talking about, plus updates on your favorite teams. The newsletter is managed through the Apple News app, and there's a banner in the Apple Sports app that you can tap to go to the news app, where you will automatically be signed up for the newsletter and can manage your subscription. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze Computer Backup was built for Macs. It runs natively on macOS, seamlessly backing up all of your business-critical files in the background without slowing down performance. It's easy to manage and simple to restore. Lost a file? No problem. Quickly restore files from the cloud or even have a physical drive shipped to you for easy recovery. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively score 10% off at checkout with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily at checkout for 10% off. Just go to backblaze.com/buy to purchase now, or backblaze.com/9to5mac to create a trial account. My thanks to Backblaze for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news today, the Google Translate app for iPhone and iPad has been updated with support for the recent ability to change your default translation app on your iPhone. Back in April, iOS 18.4 introduced the ability to assign default apps for things like navigation, media playback, and translation. Google Translate is now tapping into that setting, so now you can go to the Settings app on your iPhone, choose Apps, then tap on the Default Apps section, and choose Google Translate as your default translation app on your iPhone or iPad. Previously, iOS users were locked into using Apple's built-in Translate app for any translation requests through Siri or through system features like text selection. So with this update, translation requests can now be routed to a third-party app like Google Translate. Apple's move to allow default third-party translation apps comes after pressure in the European Union under the Digital Markets Act. Apple, however, has chose to make some of these defaults available worldwide. For example, the ability to set a third-party app as the default translation app is available worldwide, but the ability to change your default navigation app from Apple Maps is only available in the European Union. You can hit the link in the show notes for full instructions on how to change your default apps on your iPhone or iPad. Running out today, here's a little bit of positivity on Apple's race to catch up to the competition in artificial intelligence. Bloomberg reports that Apple is testing its own chatbot similar to ChatGPT internally, and it has made significant progress in catching up with OpenAI in the last 6 months. The report explains that Apple's AI chief John Giannandrea was initially reluctant to turn Siri into a ChatGPT-like chatbot, as he doubted the actual value of such tools. Despite those reservations, however, Apple executives are now pushing to turn Siri into a true ChatGPT competitor. And while it may come as a surprise, given everything else we know about Apple's AI efforts, it turns out Apple might be seeing some early success. Apple executives reportedly believe that the current version of the chatbot it's testing is on par with recent versions of ChatGPT. The story says that Apple has started discussing the idea of giving Siri the ability to tap into the open web to grab and synthesize data for multiple sources. The question, of course, is whether Apple can actually keep up this pace. It has not shipped a chatbot or a version of Siri powered by large language models, or adopted any sort of chatbot-style features powered by its own models. The risk is that Apple continues to fall further behind as its competitors continue to ship new models and get feedback from users, and add new features to their respective platforms. Apple, meanwhile, is not planning to announce any major updates to Siri at WWDC next month, and at the earliest, the LLM Siri platform is expected to debut later in the iOS 19 cycle. So while Apple's chatbot may be on par with the current version of ChatGPT, that doesn't really mean anything until the company ships something to users. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.